little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I would feel fairly comfortable with the majority of patients to say, oh, I see you've got a list. Would you mind if I take a look at that? Because it's important for me to help you prioritise these. You can tell me the things that you think are the most important, but sometimes just glancing down that would help me in the first instance. And then I can let you tell me a little bit more about what you've come for. And start off that way, probably.
Are you interested to explore that suggestion? I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, I should.
Well, why don't you try a couple of things out? Why don't you try two different things? Try that, and you could do this in a different order, or try not going for the list and letting her finish an opening narrative and compare the two and see where you get to. Or are you now more attracted by one than the other? Are you more attracted by Keith's suggestion?
Yeah, probably, because if I let them talk, because they always try to... They talk about simple things first, and then sort that out, then they say, doctor, one more thing.
I think we are going to go back to this. We definitely need to let you do that other thing as well. Oh, but we don't want to... Kiri's going to get all the work. Keith, how are we going to play it?
It is very difficult, actually, for somebody who's new to you, whereas if you've got a relationship with them, you know how they'll cope with you hijacking that agenda setting, because you are the chairman of this meeting, so to speak, and getting all those items out in the first instance is quite important to be able to manage that time effectively. But I think that there is a way of doing that diplomatically, even if it's the first encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to be a little bit checky, don't you? You just have to check that that's working with them. Would it be okay if I have a wee look at that list? And were there any particular points on this that you felt would be the most important? I can see this one and this one might be particularly urgent to deal with today. We're not going to be able to deal with everything. Which are the ones that you really, really need to deal with today to start negotiating from the outset? So what Malcolm's asking is, how do we rehearse this?
Yes, I am.
With it, bearing in mind you've got a relative that's there, but it's the daughter that's doing most of the talking.
Yeah. I think what I'd like to suggest is that the following way forward could be, I mean, it's, you know, continues to diverge from where we thought we were going, so as long as that's okay, practice just with the daughter in the role play to start with, and ignore the fact that there's, you know, take the mother out of the equation. Because the educational focus is this skill of sort of getting hold of the list before the narrative. That's what I'm saying. You're going to see if you can pull that off, and we'll see what we all think of it. And then, if that's a success, well, when, because I'm sure it will be at some point, possibly straight away, or possibly, you know, there might be a bit of playing around with it. When that succeeds, then introduce the mother into the equation, and I might make some comments about agenda setting with three-player consultations, and then letting Prem have a go at the agenda setting with his his sort of medical outpatient case that you had, yeah? Because that's what's happened. Those cases would have seen a general physician when I was a medical student, and now they come to GPs. We've become, general physicians in primary care, haven't we? And care of the elderly in primary care. So you get a chance to explore these agenda setting principles in that setting. So we'll need to kind of take a little while, but it will be a very thorough treatment of agenda setting if that is a sufficient outcome for the morning. I mean, we've probably got into another task as well. We can do some patient education. Okay. Is this all right?
I think from covering the angles on how to agenda set in those two situations would be more than adequate to address that first or one of the learner's needs of agenda setting.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. All right.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.